ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER101. Well, 4th of July is quickly approaching, and there's always an issue with fireworks, especially fireworks-related injuries in the ER. My next guest, Dr. Brett Nix, is an associate professor of emergency medicine at Wake Forest School of Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and he's here to talk about what he sees around the 4th of July or close to it every year. Welcome, Dr. Nix. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Lee. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, you know, actually, it's even beyond. It's funny. It's not 4th of July here, and every once in a while in the evenings, I'll start to hear pop, pop, pop. Of course, I'm in Baltimore, so you never know. Is it fireworks or is it gunfire? But no, I live in the suburbs, so usually it's not too much gunfire. So it's not even just 4th of July, right, where you hear people with the fireworks.
Oh, it's amazing. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's kind of funny. We make the joke that as the summer heats up, so do the fireworks. But you're right. We see it around the New Year's as well and for different other holidays that bring it about. But right now, we're starting to see the increase and also associated injuries related to it.
Yeah. And how many injuries are there that happen probably every year related to fireworks?
You know, the current data looks at about 200 patients per day across the U.S. in the months surrounding the 4th of July. Obviously, greater numbers approaching the 4th of July, but of those injuries, you know, if it's 200 roughly a day, the data over the last few years supports about half of them are related to your hands or your fingers, about a third to your head, your face, eyes, and ears, and it's quite amazing if you think about it. Obviously, those are very focused areas and very important areas for anybody's livelihood.
Yeah, no, really. And and who are they? Are we seeing kids? Now, obviously, the data must vary in states that are more lenient towards allowing fireworks. I mean, Maryland, you can have some small ones, but I think one year we went up and visited friends and family in New Hampshire, you know, live free or die, and you could do everything. And my son was just so amazed. He was probably 11 at the time, and you know, I'm so overly cautious. Like in the beginning, I would say, oh, like stay in the living room and look out the window. I mean, they were doing this, you know, right in their backyard, like big fireworks. So, you know, it must depend on what states allow them and allow the big ones versus what types of injuries, right?
You're absolutely correct. And I mean, even within your state, you're going to have different city ordinances that will define what can and cannot be set off. And also, sometimes it will change based on, you know, ongoing issues as far as rainfall and how dry areas are. But as far as injuries with children and adults, I think it's a pretty broad mix. And you're right, based on location, will define really what the numbers end up being.
Wow. So what? Tell me what types of things. Now, even simple things like sparklers can be pretty dangerous, right? Especially little kids, you know, and sparklers are pretty much allowed kind of everywhere. But have you seen any serious injuries with sparklers? They get pretty
It's hot. Amazing. Sparklers, people don't think about them, but the temperature related to a sparkler can reach almost 2,000 degrees.
Wow.
So keep in mind, a sparkler is just like a blowtorch. Of course, if you add to that the concept of fireworks that shoot into the air and or explode, you can see, obviously, that understanding the aspects of safety surrounding fireworks is essential.
Right. So, yeah, especially, so people, that's an amazing thing. So you don't think of, would you give your three-year-old a blowtorch to play with? Here you go, honey. Why don't you play with this, see what you can solder together? So, but yet people have no qualms at all about giving that hot sparkler to a tiny little kid. And besides touching it, right? I mean, it can set things on fire, too, clothing, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sparklers are really quite amazing when you think about it. There's a lot of things you can do with them, which we should probably not talk about on the air, but the reality is they're incredibly hot. And just as you stated, if you were to poll most parents and say, hey, you have a child that's 4 years old, why don't you just go ahead and let them fire up a blowtorch and hold on to it for about 10 seconds and run around the yard, I can't imagine too many would say yes. But at the same time, we see them, you know, handing them a sparkler over, and the concept of fire and of heat for most young children is not something that's well comprehended. You know, one of the things that's most common, obviously, if you look at all of the precautions related to fireworks, is really they say children never under the age of 5 should ever hold or participate from a firework perspective. And even if they are over the age of five, obviously it has to be under adult supervision, because the goal, obviously, is for children to enjoy fireworks, but at the same time need to know that they're dangerous if they're not used properly. And, you know, overall, when we look at all the injuries, well over half of the injuries related to fireworks are by children.
Yeah, that's a good, interesting statistic. So what are some safety tips that you can give to parents and people if they are going to try and light their own firework display this season?
Yeah, well, you know, I like the pun. It's important to have a blast, but to remain safe. So really, when it comes to that concept in fireworks, these are really the main tips to keep in mind. Number one, I like to just look at it from this perspective. What is the who as it relates to it? So adults, obviously, it's important for them to buy it at designated locations and read the warning labels appropriately. We all know that when it comes to alcohol and anything, often you mix fireworks into
right.
it ends up being a little bit different scenario and increases the risk for harm. The other aspect of things, I like the what, you know, what's going on as it relates to the approved fireworks in your city and your state. Is it dry in your environment? Are there things at risk? And, you know, that brings us into the where. And that means an open and an outdoor setting. You never want to be indoors for many reasons, obviously, but also in a confined space. You know, it starts to rain, somebody decides to go under a little barbecue pit area and start doing that. Well, the next thing you know, that barbecue pit area is on fire. And or when something launches, it launches and then ricochets back and causes harm.
Right. So you shouldn't put them in containers either, right? Because
absolutely. Yeah, you'll see people that will go ahead and say, well, I don't have a stable area on the ground, so I'm going to go ahead and take a large glass jar or a big metal container and put some dirt in it and then put the fireworks in there, without understanding that if it doesn't launch and it explodes in the container, you're going to be sending, you know, shrapnel of glass and metal in all directions.
Right, improvised explosive device. That's what, just like in the Middle East, right?
Absolutely.
So those are some. What other tips do you tell people? Because sometimes, you know, you bring up a good point. You light it, doesn't go off. What are you supposed to do? People sometimes try and, you know, walk up, or, you know, you shouldn't touch it again, right?
Absolutely. Well, we hear some interesting stories every year about, you know, well, it didn't go off, and it cost me a lot of money, so I decided to take some toilet paper and roll it up and try to reignite it. Obviously, we don't advise that that's a good idea. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to keep in mind. Number one, how do you want to do it safe? It's obviously planning ahead. Number one, simple things up front, having a hard, flat surface to light them off, away from homes or flammable areas like brush and leaves. You know, a simple trick, when you're lighting fireworks, never lean over the top of the firework, because you can't judge how quickly the fuse is going to go off, and the last thing you want to do is to have something impaled into your chest.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, we also hear of people putting fireworks in their pockets while they're lighting other fireworks, and a simple spark will land on their pocket, and next thing they know, they're trying to pull the fireworks out of their clothing that is going off.
Wow.
You know, never a good thing, but simple things, keep a bucket of water nearby or have a hose on standby. Obviously, you never know when something's going to happen. If you're the person who's lighting the fireworks for a display, obviously having eye protection and gloves, given that hands and face are the two most common areas of injury, hands and gloves go a long ways. For those that are watching, kids, adults, especially if there's somebody who's not overly mobile, have them at a safe distance away, because you never know. I can tell you how many times I've seen when I'm lighting fireworks, the next thing you know, the first one goes up in the sky, the second one knocks over and is aiming towards you. So you need to make sure that you have a safe distance, which goes along with the concept of lighting one at a time. If you have multiple
right.
things being lit and the first one has a large explosion around it, it could knock the other ones over. And if they're lit as well, you know, obviously you're going to have a problem. You had mentioned duds.
Point.
Obviously, duds are a huge issue. They have a lot of issues with that, where people try to improvise a new wick or otherwise. And you never know, if it doesn't go off, when it might go off. So, you know, obviously the most important thing is to maintain safety. But to be honest with you, when it comes to kids, the most important aspect as it relates to it is when the fireworks are over, kids love to run up and see what's left of the shells and whatnot. But you have to keep in mind, those things can be incredibly hot for a long duration of time. And that soaking your fireworks with water before placing them in the trash will prevent a fire downstream as well.
Well, that is very good advice, and I personally like to watch the professionals do the fireworks displays. But I want to thank my guests. That's been great advice. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.